And we're broadcasting today's Coffee Date from Hout Bay, one of my favorite communities, suburbs, areas here in the South Peninsula. It's popular among tourists who come for the fish and chips, who come for the boat trips to see the seals. They enjoy the community, but also it is a part of Cape Town with, and we are honest that it's a community that is made up of three distinct communities, from Imizamietu, from Hout Bay General, and of course from Hangberg. So we're joined today by JJ de Villiers. He's the operations manager at the Community Crime Prevention NPO here in Hout Bay. We also have Andrew Martin. He's the interim chairperson of the Hout Bay Ratepayers and Residents Association. Also Samkelo Tweke. He represents the community of Imizamietu, and also with us, Jan Lewis. He is of the Hangberg Peace and Mediation Forum chairperson. Andrew, I'm going to start for you. Firstly, what does Hout Bay mean for you, this broader community, but made up of other communities as well that all represent the heart and soul of Hout Bay? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I mean, I think for starters, it's just a beautiful place to live for everybody. It's scenic, it's vibrant. There's, you know, pretty much everything anyone would want is in the village, and it is a village as a sense. It's not a massive city. It's you know, you run into the same people regularly, and so it's just a fantastic place to live for everybody. Mm. I think.
Jan Lewis, Hangberg Peace and Mediation Forum, your thoughts on being part of a community in Hangberg that is part of a broader Hout Bay community, faces its own specific challenges, and how does that fall into the broader story of Hout Bay? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. In terms of how Hangberg form part of a broader community is, Hangberg, I think, is the only community that have a peace accord born out of a conflict between the three spheres of government. And this peace accord has been made a high court order, where the three spheres of government has agreed in terms of what they need to do within the community in terms of service delivery.
Mm. And that's largely born out what has become as known as the Battle of Hangberg several years ago. Protests and violence brought on by also state response, but also from the community with regards to particularly housing and the provision of services in Hangberg. How has the community responded, changed, adapted, or is many of those issues that were present at the protests in Hangberg, 10, 12 years ago, is that still present today?
Yeah, you see, with regards to the conflict in 2010, the 21st of September, which I can clearly still remember, between the three spheres of government, it was a conflict of, in terms of non-service delivery, not in terms of housing. See, with regards to the objectives of this High Court order, it states clearly that these partners must seek a peaceful, sustainable solution that gave rise to the court application. Now, what gave rise to the court application is not just housing. It is human safety, it's education issues, it's social issues. It is housing, it is a social economic plan that they need to assist the community with. However, we've got the three spheres of government that just throw us their policies. And there we will say, yes, you do have your policies, which is a bylaw, and the challenge we have at the current moment is the policies versus the High Court order.
Samkelo Tweke is a representative of Imizamietu, is a Sanko leader, and you've lived in the Hout Bay region since 1991. You are very much entrenched in the community here, but when people think of particularly the challenges that faces Imizamietu, we obviously think of poverty, but also we think of the dangers of fires in the Imizamietu area. Besides that, what do you want people to think, besides the negative, besides the fires, besides the real problematic social ills in Imizamietu? What do you want people to think when they hear the word Imizamietu?
Good morning, Lester and the viewers. First things first, some girl that's the right way to say it. Secondly, I understand your question. I see that you mentioned all the social ills that we have in terms of that we are facing a lot of challenges where we lose people in fires. If I can recall staying in Hout Bay, in Imizamwetu, I can count as far as 10 people that were burned to death when there was fires. But having saw those problems, we made sure that we were going to try and make our youth and generation that is coming behind us, because this is the position that we're in, that we need to build a legacy where we make sure that they will go to find education. We've got young professionals that comes out of our community. We've got young lawyers and all those things, irrespective of the environment that we come out of. My child, when I came to Hout Bay, I was 16 years old. I was still a soccer player. I was running around, not taking life that serious. But today, I am a father of a 25-year-old daughter of mine who recently graduated.
Congratulations.
To prove that even if you come from a broken pieces in terms of life, you can still make something out of, you know, the future. In that essence, I'm trying to say that we are looking to pick the positives. We know there's negatives, but we are looking to pick the positives in going forward.
We cannot ignore, Samkelo, that Hout Bay is divided along its demographics, but also along its economics of this particular community. Do you often get a chance where the broader community of Hout Bay, someone from Hout Bay, someone from IY, someone from the main road and the valley, that come together and have these conversations, saying that regardless of where we live in, you know, proximity in Hout Bay, that we are all Hout Bay. You have many of these engagements.
We used to have some of that, but you must remember the Hout Bay guys, peace and mediation, as you say, they stand for what they believe is mostly right for Hout Bay. And the Hout Bay Ratepayers Association, they also believe in a different way than what we believe. Normally, what we have, it does not materialize into anything very positive. Because remember this, if there is a crime, it's always, and that I know, is always coming from our direction, because the poverty is there by us. And if we come across and say, guys, can we work towards this? We would have that in principle, but normally it doesn't take us any far. So I say all the conversations that we've had with the previous guys, not the guy who's here today, the previous guys, the meetings that we would have them just for the sake of having. But normally we are very different when it comes to going to government. Remember this, if we need anything, like want to achieve anything in IY, we've got to go and speak with the city. And the city, the first people that they speak to, or maybe they want to recognize, it will be Ratepayers Association. And I understand why they've been doing that for years. But we are here as the community of IY to stay. And we want to be given what we think is due to us, which is life and all the other the service deliverers and all that.
If you're from the community of Hout Bay, if you are from Imizamwetu, if you are from Hout Bay, if you want to talk about your community, the challenges, but also the positives, your hopes, goals, and aspirations for you, your family, and your broader community, let me know. 021-446-0567. I'm going to be catching up on the issue that affects all of South Africa, but I want to drill down, because Samkelo mentioned it, crime. I'm going to be speaking to JJ de Villiers, who's also a part of our panel after this. But
we're talking about your community.
It's a coffee date with Lester Kivett.
Welcome back. We're talking about the broader community of Hout Bay. Samkelo mentioned a short while ago issues of crime, and issues of crime largely follow issues of poverty. JJ de Villiers is of the Community Crime Prevention Office here in Hout Bay. JJ, your thoughts on what residents are feeling here in Hout Bay when it comes to security, whether you live in Imizamwetu, Hout Bay, or you live in the valley, what are some of the issues here?
Morning, Mr. The For me, the main issue is the court system and the horrible understaffment of SAPS. And I know that it's a nationwide issue, but SAPS allocation, specifically in the Western Cape, is atrocious. You know, we try to assist and do what we can, and crime on the whole in Hart Bay has dropped quite dramatically. But you'll find that, I would say, 90% of the crime is committed by repeat offenders that are either out on bail or working 6, 7, 8 different court cases at the same time. They're getting bail on bail on bail. It's a small group of bad apples that make up our crime statistics. And now, currently, we've got not any massive robbery issues, but the housebreaking is quite prevalent, petty-ish crime. And it's the same small group of guys that have been doing this, and they've been picked up and arrested. They get 50 rand bail. If they can't afford the bail, they don't have to pay the bail. They come out. They keep going back to their court dates, so they keep getting bail if they get caught again. Because they haven't been found guilty of the first crime, they're innocent in the law's eyes. And it's the same group of guys. I'm sure Jan and Gary and Andrew will say the same thing. It's, you know, I've caught the same guys. You get to know them by name, by the way they walk, just from the CCTV footages. It's super frustrating. And like I said, you know, SAPS was allocated to us from a 2010 census, where I don't know where they got the numbers from, but it is grossly under. We were allocated to 40,000 people, which is not even half. It's less than half of what is actually in Hart Bay itself, because it's difficult to count, you know. It's we should have at least double what we do.
And Andrew, that speaks, I think, also to the formalization of many parts of Hangbe that have been informal for decades now. If you see a development in a formalization of housing in Imizamo Yetu, it benefits the greater Hout Bay. If you see housing service provision dealing with unemployment and the issue of families growing and but you know, children not necessarily moving out, overcrowding in Hangbeg, that benefits the broader and greater Hout Bay. It is a tucked away suburb in the city of Cape Town. Do you think it gets enough attention?
Yeah, I mean, it does get certainly a fair amount of attention. But I think everybody would like to see the formalization of that housing, particularly from the infrastructure side. I mean, a lot of the challenges in Hout Bay around that informal housing is that the infrastructure just doesn't support it. And that results in not only crime and stuff, but pollution issues and stuff like that, which affects every resident, because that spills over everywhere. It spills into the rivers. It spills into everything. So, the city has engaged on a program. They are, you know, constantly determined to try and get that infrastructure and formalize things. But it's very challenging on an existing environment. For example, they try and take opportunities after fires where suddenly you've got an empty area, and to try and like block that off and actually segregate it and put in infrastructure. But the rush to for people to occupy that land happens before that infrastructure can go in and stuff like that. So the city does have a program right now to try and tackle the environmental side of the pollution. And they're currently completing a study around that, and we'll see what the results of that and if there's a solution to that. But that would be good for everybody, in my opinion.
Samkelo, you've been a resident of Hout Bay since 1991. You were 16 years old. You've seen the expansion of Imizamo Yetu. And first, let me say, in-migration is an absolutely natural human phenomenon. People moving to where there's less resources, to where they think they can find and eke out a living. And Imizamo Yetu is one of those areas. When there was the last fire, major fire, there was the issue of we want to reblock, we want to provide services. Heck, let's even try and formalize some of those informal structures in Imizamuyeti. Do you see that happening anytime soon, anytime within your lifetime, that Imizamuyeti is built up to a formalized, serviced area, more than what we see now?
My take on that, it's I can only say that it is very, very sad, but I don't want to politicize, because I'm not here for politics. I'm here just to talk.
You're to talk general. About your family, yeah, and your community, and those you
live I lived, you remember when I came here, I was 16 years, like I said to you. Today I've got a 25-year-old daughter, and out of that, we're living in the same shack that I had lived when I was 16. She's a young adult as we speak. When she must now wash, and perhaps I need to go and visit friends because I need to give privacy to my child and her mother. But remember this, the service that has been provided to us from the city side is shocking, because it looks like some of the things that we need are being disregarded. Because you must remember that the child that today I'm talking about with the other children of the other families, you must remember that those children now should be independent, living by their own. But they cannot, because there's no space. If they try and make a shack, the city will come and demolish that.
And that's a nice segue into Jan. The protests in Hangberg 10 years ago was about creating a fire line so that people don't build dwellings higher than that fire break line. Because of the geography of Hangberg, because youngsters grow up in their family home, because there's not employment, there's not enough housing opportunities, many people don't leave Houtbay. But heck, why would I want to leave a place, a community that I grew up in? So you see a densification of Hangberg. And what do you see as the solution to that? You encourage younger people to move out of their parental home, the tenement blocks that were built there under apartheid? Or do you create more housing opportunities in the greater Houtbay area, Jan?
Thank you. It's a very good question. And you see, in the High Court order that was signed by the three spheres of government, which is the city of Cape Town, Western Province, and St. Parks. You see, there was a pre-mediation session which we as parties agreed upon. There was 10 things that we agreed upon. I will only highlight two of these 10 points that is signed, and it's a High Court order. The 2 points that I want to highlight, it's just relevant to your question. The one point is that the three spheres of government must take the Hangberg community serious. And they agreed to do that. The second point I also want to highlight that is within the High Court order is that government should be prepared to enter within a sustainable relationship with the community of Hangberg. So far, we also agreed to services in terms of housing, which should have been done in 2014 already. And we're still struggling to get this house, the second phase of this housing done.
I need to wrap up. I know it's never enough time, and we have four great guests all representing their own streets and families and neck of the woods of Outback, but also representing each other. JJ, I'll have you have the last word. Crime is never a positive thing to talk about. Social ills is never a positive thing to talk about. But I'll each have you give 20 seconds about what you appreciate about your community, but also the broader Outback. JJ, what do you appreciate about Outback?
I appreciate that when something bad or disaster or COVID or something happens, everybody in this valley rallies together for everybody else in Outback.
Andrew?
Yeah, so I was going to say along the same lines, that everyone doesn't just depend on the city and government to do things. There are a lot of non-profit organizations, local ones, that get involved to try and improve things continuously.
Jan?
What I will appreciate from my community is to really stand together and also see change, but to do the change, and that will tackle government in terms where it comes to service delivery.
Samkelo, have you have the last word?
Well, I'll just appreciate that the people who live in Hout Bay, one way or the other, when there's a problem, they manage maybe to try and get together and solve it. But there's a lot that has got to be done from the city side in terms of housing and other things in Iowa.
I hope this is a start of a long-term engagement, not only with the four gentlemen here, but with a broader Hout Bay community. Thank you so much, Andrew, JJ, Samkelo, Jan. Really appreciate it. If you